Very good morning to you. Right, it's time to meet Doug, as promised. Oh. Right. Doug, we're going to have a story this morning. Oh, the Gruffalo. No, not the Gruffalo. This is a true story. This actually happened to someone who actually lived. Oh, it's a story about me. No, it's not a story about you. This is someone who needed help. Oh, was his car broken? No, he didn't have a car. And to be honest, Doug, even if he did have a car, he couldn't have used it because he couldn't drive because he had something wrong with him. He was blind.
Oh, did he have to use a bike instead?
No, he didn't have a bike. He was blind. He couldn't see anything at all.
Scooter?
No, he didn't have a scooter. Doug, do you want to be in this story?
All right.
Do you want to see what it's like to be blind?
Not really.
Right. But you want to be in the story?
Yeah.
Right, okay. You need to dress up for the part, but it's okay. I've got a costume in here. Right, let's just... there we are. Dress him up. And Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he of course was going eventually to die and to be crucified on the cross. And on his way he was passing through the city of Jericho. Right, there's your script, and you'll need that in a second. Right, here's your blindfold.
Ugh.
Right, now, you're just going to start the story.
Mr. Coleman?
Yes?
Right.
It's all gone dark.
Oh. Right. Okay. Yes, it's dark. Right, now we're going to have the story.
Mr. Coleman!
What?
I can't see.
Yeah, I know you can't see. You've got a blindfold on. You're practicing being blind. Right, now, the story starts.
Mr. Coleman!
Yes?
I don't like this!
Well, to be honest, I don't think the character in our story liked being blind all that much. Not everyone likes Doug. Right. Are you ready for the story, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay, I need right. to...
Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout.
Doug, you're supposed to be saying something.
Oh, Mr. Coleman, I can't.
Well, why ever not? Oh, are you scared everyone will laugh at you?
No, Mr. Coleman, they're all lovely.
Oh, do you just not want to be Bartimaeus? Do you want to be a different character in the story?
No, I want to be Bartimaeus. It's just...
Well, why don't you say your lines then?
Mr. Coleman, I can't see the script.
Oh, sorry. There we are.
Son of David, have mercy on thee. What does that mean?
He rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more.
Doug. Son of David, have mercy on thee.
Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called the blind man.
Cheer up, on your feet. He's calling you.
Oh, is it lunchtime?
No, it's not lunchtime. Jesus wants to see you.
Oh.
Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him.
Can I have chips for tea?
No, he didn't ask that, Doug.
Oh, I know. Money. Can I have some money to go to the McDonald's and buy a Happy Meal?
No, Doug, he didn't ask that. Look in the script. Well, there goes the script. Right. Okay.
Oh, teacher, I want to see.
Go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
And that, Doug, is the end of the story.
Oh, was my acting good?
Yep, your acting was fine, Doug. Most of the time. But I think Judith did very well at reading, because we didn't rehearse that at all. So, we'll say goodbye to you and say thank you to Judith for reading the script to reading the Bible passage to us. Okay, bye-bye, Doug.
Bye.
Right. We're going to have a song in a second. We'll have the song now. Okay. The song is How Cool Is That? Which is new to everyone, particularly the musicians as well. So it goes, Jesus could walk on water, how cool is that? So even if you struggle with all the rest of the words, you can put in the how cool is that? Okay, and if you want to, you can go, how cool is that? Which is about the only action you really need. Okay.
Jesus made mine from water, how cool is that? Jesus made the blind man see, how cool is that? Jesus made the lame man walk, how cool is that? But he did something cooler than all these. He died and came alive again, which might sound odd, but now there is no doubting that Jesus is God. Jesus could walk on water, how cool is that? Jesus raised the raging sea, how cool is that? Jesus could cast out demons, how cool is that? But he did something cooler than all these. He died and came alive again, which might sound odd, but now there is no doubting that Jesus is God. Jesus made wine from water, how cool is that? Jesus made the blind man see, how cool is that? Jesus made the lame man walk, how cool is that? That he did something cooler than all these. He died and came alive again, which might sound odd, but now there is no doubting that Jesus is God. the raging sea. How cool is that? Jesus could cast out demons. How cool is that? That he did something cooler than all these. He died and came alive again, which might sound odd, but now there is no doubting that Jesus is God.
Wonderful. There we are. Right. Right. He could walk on water, he could make the lame walk, he could make the blind see. He could calm the seas, he could cast out demons. Jesus was amazing. Jesus had amazing power, and that amazing power is available to us as well. How cool is that? Jesus, by his Spirit, lives in everyone who's a Christian, everyone who follows him. And that is good news. So we're going to praise him in prayer now. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you could do all those things now, and you could do all those things then, and you can do all those things now. You are incredible, and we want to tell you, Jesus, this morning, that we love you, that you are fantastic, and that we want to know you more in our lives, in everything that we do. In your name we ask it, Lord Jesus. Amen. Right, where are our two volunteers? Want to come out here now. Bartimaeus, when he was begging, and one thing he did was that he threw off his cloak so he could go to Jesus. When Jesus called him, he threw off his cloak, he put down his begging bowl, and he went to Jesus. Why did he do that? Well, I think it's because he didn't want anything to stop him from getting to Jesus. He didn't want anything to hinder him from getting to the person who could help him. He knew there was no one else at all that could help him to receive his sight, to be able to see again. So he threw off his hindrances. And so we're going to have a little game now, a little race. Okay. One of you's got a distinct disadvantage because the... Let me just move the table just a little bit more. There we are. Okay. Right. What you need to do, this is your hindrance. Apologies for using these. They're really lovely. I won't hurt them. No animals or whatever these are were harmed in the making of this game. Right, what you need to do, take one of these each. There we are. Oh, tell you what. There you go. Okay, and put it between your knees. Can you put it between your knees? That's it. Okay, hobble round to this side. Okay, you need to be in front of the chairs there. That's it. Choose a chair each. So one in front of each chair. That's it. One there and one there. Fantastic. Okay, do you want to come around here? Because I'm going to give you this cup. There we are. And have a cup each. Okay, what you need to do is you take the cup. Okay. And while you've got this between your legs, let go a second. Okay, with the cup, you put the paper in the cup. Okay, and you go round this chair, and you go the other way around this chair, and you go the other way around this chair, and you put the paper on the end there. And then you don't have to go round the chairs on the way back. You can just come and collect another one. Shall I knock off points if you laugh? No, you can laugh. It's fine. Everybody else has got to stay very stony-faced and not laugh at you, though. So there we are. But they can cheer you on. So stand here. And there we are. Put that between your knees. And I will bring this back. And I'm going to say, I'm going to give you, 2 minutes to collect as many pieces. So you have to take the pieces of paper one at a time and take them around and get as many as you can on the chair over there. Okay? You ready? I'll take that as a yes. Okay. All right, pick up your first piece of paper and put it on the top of the cup. Okay. That's only cheating slightly. Though it's meant to look like an ice cream, you see, on the top of the cup. But that's all right. Okay, on your marks. Did I say 2 minutes? On your marks, get set, go.
Come on,
Andrew. Oh, and hobble all the way back. You don't have to go around the chairs. You can go straight on the way back. Oh, quick. And round the chair. And round the chair. And round the chair. Oh, they're doing well. Oh, brilliant. Stand here. Take a bow and everyone will give you a huge round of applause. Watch this. Take a bow. Oh, brilliant. Thank you. Go and sit down. That was fantastic. Do you know, it's hard to... I wonder how many of those they would have got there had they not had a soft toy between their knees slowing them down. But we have all sorts of things that slow us down from the race that we're running. The Christian life. Now, what does that mean? I love metaphors. I love things that help me. But actually, sometimes I need to know what it means in practice. Well, what are our hindrances? What are the things that stop us from following Jesus? Maybe there are the things we watch on TV don't help us sometimes. Maybe other people don't help us. Maybe other people tell us things that aren't true, and we think, we start to believe the lies. We start to believe things that aren't really true at all. Maybe, I don't know, what other things stop us from following Jesus? What ideas have you got, any of you? Fear. That's an excellent one. Yeah, we're scared. We're scared of other people. We're scared of all sorts of things. We're scared of what might happen to us. So fear can stop us from following Jesus. Anything else? There's a few murmurs. I wasn't sure whether any of those was actually a contribution. Sin. Yeah, the things that we do wrong. All the things that we get wrong, that we say wrong. Maybe we're horrible to someone. We say something, we get angry with someone, and we say something, we think, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I wish I hadn't said that. But you can't take the words back. We can do things to hurt other people. Not necessarily hitting and punching and kicking, but we can do things that make people's lives very difficult. We can even think the wrong things. We can have bad thoughts. You know, the Bible says even hating someone is a bit like, thinking, oh, I wish you were dead. And I hope nobody ever thinks that. I don't think I ever think that. But you know, the Bible says, you know, that's a bad thing. You know, it's like wanting that person dead. It's almost as bad as murdering them. So there are things we can do wrong, say wrong, think wrong, and those things all help hinder us from going to God, from following Jesus. Bartimaeus didn't want anything hindering him. He got rid of it all so he could get to Jesus, because he knew Jesus could help him, and Jesus can help us too. So we're going to have a little time of prayer now. We're going to pray and we're going to say sorry to Jesus for the things that we've allowed to stop us from getting to him. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, We are aware this morning that there are things in our lives that stop us from knowing you, or things that stop us from knowing you better, things that stop us from following you, things that stop us from obeying you, doing the things that you want us to do, things that stop us being kind. We can be unkind so easily. Maybe people tell us things that aren't true. They make us want to join in with them. And maybe we're fearful of them. Maybe we're fearful of other things that stop us from following you. Lord, but whatever it is that's stopping us this morning, we want to say sorry, Lord. So I'm going to leave a little pause in the prayer for everyone to, in just in their minds, in their hearts, to say sorry to Jesus. Lord Jesus, we want to be forgiven of those things. Please forgive us. Turn us around. Turn us back to you so that we can do what you want us to do. And we can obey you. We can follow you in everything. Starting now, today, tomorrow, the next day, and keep following you. Lord, we ask that you would help us to do that. And we ask it in your name. Amen. Now, one other thing that Bartimaeus did is he went to Jesus and he asked Jesus for help. Because he knew Jesus could help him. Does anyone remember in the story what it was that Jesus asked Bartimaeus? Jesus asked Bartimaeus a question. Does anybody remember what the question was in the story? What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? You know, Jesus was interested in Bartimaeus. Jesus was interested in his life. Jesus wanted to make him well. Jesus knows us, Jesus loves us, and he wants to help us because he's interested in us. There we are. Thank you. Now, I don't know really what you're thinking. I can't read your thoughts. I can't really say what you're going to do before you do it. But you know, Jesus can. He knows everything about you. He knows when you wake or sleep or stand or sit or go in or come out. Jesus knows you all the time. He is interested in every tiny little aspect of your lives, even the things that you're thinking. Jesus knows them all. He was interested in Bartimaeus. And he's interested in you. But you know, he's not just interested in you. He's interested in everyone in the whole wide world. And if you've got a need, or if somebody you know, or some situation you know of, there's a need, then you can bring that to him in prayer. You can pray about it. And Jesus will answer those prayers. Jesus will start doing things about it. He's working for the good of those who love him. And he wants to see this world come back to him. So, has anybody got anything that they particularly want to pray for this morning? Yeah? Have a little think. Put your hand up again in a minute. Anybody got anything that needs praying for? Family. Okay, yeah. TV, was that? What? No. Tea. What about tea? Okay. Anything else? Friends. friend who's ill? Work. Yeah.
Arthritis.
Sorry?
Arthritis.
Arthritis. Oh, arthritis, yes. Okay. I'll leave a gap that you can pray whatever you want. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus and in his power because you are good. You are good. And through Jesus, you live and work in us, and you work through us. And we want to bring these things to you now for you to deal with. Thank you for our friends and our family. And we pray that you would help them, help us to help them, help us to be the people that point them to you, that say, cheer up, he's calling you. Come to Jesus, he can help you. Lord, we pray for that friend who's ill, that you would put your healing hand on them. We pray for our work and school, that you would help us to be obedient there, that you would help us to be patient with people, to love other people, to be kind with the people around us. We pray for people who are ill at the moment, either with arthritis that needs your help or other things. Lord, we pray that you would show your power by bringing your healing because you're good. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Bartimaeus believed in Jesus. He knew about him. He knew he was the son of David. He knew what Jesus was. He knew he was God's promised Messiah. He knew that Jesus could help him. He knew that Jesus had power over sickness. He knew that Jesus had power to help him heal his sight. But Bartimaeus did something about his belief. He threw off his cloak. He got rid of the hindrances and he went to Jesus. And if we really believe something, we need to put it into action. Like if you jump out of an aeroplane, you need to trust your parachute. And if you didn't trust your parachute, you wouldn't jump out. You can trust a chair by sitting down on it. Now, faith isn't about what we don't know. You know that chair is going to hold your weight, and that's why you trust it. Bartimaeus had faith to know that Jesus could help him. Will God ever let you down? Will God ever renege on his promises? Will he ever... Will he ever stop what he's doing and be something he's not? No. When we talk to people, will he give us the words to say? Yes, he will. When we're scared not to join in with others for fear of being picked on, will he be there to help us? If you genuinely believe that God wants you to sell your house, give up your job, and go and be a missionary, not that that's the only way to be a missionary, but if that's what you believe that God is calling you to do, will God let you down? No, he won't. You see, our plans and our thoughts are like old rags. Can God change our circumstances? Well, the Bible says, yes, he gives us hope. He changes the things around us. just like Jesus calmed a raging storm. Just like he made a marvelous catch of fish where there were no fish. So that same Jesus says, I will be with you. I will be with you. You have hope. But also, we need Jesus to change the bad things. The Bible says your sins are like scarlet. You know, we live our lives so much doing the wrong thing, getting it wrong and being sorry for it, wishing we'd got it right. And the Bible says, though your sins be like scarlet, I will wash them whiter than snow. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. He purifies us. And will God change us from his enemies into his friends? If we don't know Jesus, if there are people that don't know Jesus, you don't live your life for Jesus. You don't know his saving power. You don't know that peace. You don't know that joy of knowing him, of being with him, of having him as a friend in your life every day. Then I want to say to you, you don't have to walk in darkness anymore, because Jesus is as bright as the sun. Jesus can help you to know him because of his spirit that he puts into you when you become a Christian. Romans 5, verse 10 and 11. Let me read you these to finish. While we were still God's enemies, he made us his friends through the death of his Son. Surely now that we are his friends, he will save us through his Son's life. And not only that, but now we are also very happy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we are now God's friends again. God changes us from enemies into friends. We were blind, but now we see. What amazing grace he's bestowed on us. What amazing things he's done to make us his. By dying on the cross, by coming alive again, which might sound odd, but now there is no doubting that Jesus is God, and that same Jesus can live in every one of us if we say sorry for our sins and ask him to come in. So let's sing praise to him as we finish this morning. Amazing grace. My chains are gone. I've been set free.